Where is your trust? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Acts 16, verse 31. Anyone who believes in him is not condemned. But anyone who does not believe on him is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. John 3, verse 18. There are many people who would argue that they should certainly get into heaven. Many think they qualify to enter into paradise because of their many good deeds. Many consider that their applaudable attempts to keep the Ten Commandments are sufficient for God to joyfully fling wide the gates to happiness and bid them enter in. Many think that regular attendance at church more than meets God's requirements. But this reasoning places the burden of responsibility of access to heaven on me. This thinking bases qualification to enter into heaven on self. On me, myself, and I. They place eligibility to enter heaven on the many good things that I have achieved. They point to my credentials, my great works, my religiosity, my spirituality. But the criteria for entrance into the gates of glory will never rest on my own merit. There is one reason and one alone that God flings wide the gates to his kingdom. And that is trusting in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour. This is eternal life, that they know God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Heaven's admission policy is to know God and his only begotten Son, our Saviour. It all centres around believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and his work on the cross. For apart from Calvary, there is no forgiveness of sins, no salvation, no heaven. Man's assumption is inevitably that I must win my way to heaven by my good deeds. God's criteria is believe on the finished work of Christ crucified and nothing else. The one point men seem to forget is that we are all sinners and estranged from God. Sin is the one thing that separates man from God. Sin equals death, which equals separation from God. When we enter this life, we are born into sin, for we were sinners at birth. Because we are sinners, we are dead in trespasses and sins, separated from God. Or we are physically alive, but our spirit is dead, separated from God, separated forever. Man, throughout the centuries, has devised many ways to get to God, to please him, and they are based on good deeds, religious works, keeping the Ten Commandments. But God has set out the one and only and exclusive way to be united with him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and your sins are forgiven. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you are not condemned. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you are given eternal life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you are put in union with the Lord Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you are forever indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you are no longer separated from the Father. However, man, in his arrogance and pride, does not think that God's way is the best. And man in his conceit and vanity has tried to circumnavigate the word of God. Man, in his foolish ignorance, has superimposed his own criteria over God's word. But we are all guilty sinners. We all stand condemned before a righteous God. We have nothing God can accept in payment for our sins except Christ's cross. There is nothing I can do to save myself. All I can do is believe on the Lord Jesus. There is no other way to reach God except through the death of Jesus Christ our Lord. It was D.L. Moody that once said, "I believe hundreds of Christians have not got the assurance of salvation just because they are not willing to take God at his word." While it was Samuel Rutherford who has been quoted as saying, "You are to believe in God's love and power more than you believe in your own feelings and experiences. Your rock is Christ. And it is not the rock that ebbs and flows, but your sea of feelings." Let us honestly examine our hearts to see where we have placed our faith. Do we simply trust God at his word, or are we trusting in our own abilities?